Welcome to this demonstration of Braille Tutor Free, which is an iPad only app to teach someone how to use contracted UEB, Unified English Braille Code. And the reason why it says free is because there's actually in-app purchases to purchase the bulk of the lessons in the actual app itself. However, you can get a good start by learning the initial Braille alphabet to teach yourself how to learn Braille. So what I thought I might do in this demo, I'm just going to get VoiceOver to read the description in the App Store, and then we'll go and run the app, explore the app screens, and do a few lessons in the app. Now, just a note before I begin, for people that use VoiceOver, the on-screen keyboard that someone would use with Vision to do input typing in Braille on the touch screen doesn't work with VoiceOver. So if you want to use this app with VoiceOver itself, you'll have to use it with a Bluetooth keyboard. And at the moment, I'm currently running, or will be running, this app on my iPad Pro with the Smart Keyboard. All right, so I'm currently sitting in the App Store. I've just finished downloading the app, and let's go and read the description of the app itself.
Braille Tutor, free. Heading. Share. Button. Enable Technology Solutions and Consultancy. But offers in-app purchases. Open. Button. Selected. Details. Reviews. Related. iPad. Screenshot. Screen. Description. Heading.
Okay, and I'm going to do VOA or Control Option A just to read the description out to us without me having to do VO right or Control Option right arrow.
Description. Heading. Learn and practice contracted Braille, Unified English Braille, with Braille Tutor. Braille Tutor provides an interactive learning experience for a sighted or blind Braille learner. It works on iPad using on-screen keys or home keys on a Bluetooth keyboard. It is self-voiced, but also works with iOS accessibility. The app uses sounds and text-to-speech to support vision-impaired learners. Using a Bluetooth keyboard also gives the user a feel of the keys. Great app. Smiley, very good for consolidating Braille skills learned, particularly at home / places where a learner might not have access to a Brailler. Double quote. What's new? The 4th of January 2000...
Okay, and we'll just stop it there. So basically what you need to know is if you're using it with a Bluetooth keyboard with VoiceOver on the iPad, the Braille input keys are S, D and F, and J, K, and L, and of course the spacebar. So S, D, and F, J, K, and L. So FDS is dots 1, 2, and 3, and J, K, L is dots 4, 5, and 6 in the Braille cell. All right, so that's enough for that. I'm just going to turn Quick Nav on.
Quick Nav on.
And that was left and right. And I'm going to do Control Up Arrow.
Braille Tutor, free. Image.
And come down to
Braille Tutor, share. Enable offers in app, open. Button.
Open, and of course VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar to open it using my Bluetooth keyboard. And of course I could just do one finger double tap on that as well on the touch screen of the iPad Pro here. All right, here we go, opening it now.
Braille Tutor, free. Introduction. Lesson menu. Button.
And this is an introduction, so again I'm actually going to do VOA Control Option A just to read the screen out to us without having to move.
Introduction. Heading. About Braille Tutor. Button. Braille. Braille is a tactile system of reading and writing used by the blind. This system was created by Frenchman Louis Braille, 1809-1852. Each Braille character, Braille cell, consists of 6 raised dots, arranged in 2 columns of 3 dots. Different Braille characters are formed by a different combination of raised dots. There are 63 possible characters and space, which has no dots. 6-dot Braille cell. Image. The usual convention numbers the 3 dots in the left column 1, 2 and 3 from the top down. The 3 dots in the right column are numbered 4, 5 and 6 from the top down. Braille is embossed on heavier paper, either by stylus and slate, a Braille typewriter or embosser. Unified English Braille, UEB. The UEB code is the English Braille code standard developed by www.iseb.org. Link. To simplify the system of Braille code across the English-speaking world, by replacing a number of different coding systems, except music. The UEB code has been adopted for use by Australia, Canada, New Zealand, Nigeria, South Africa, UK and USA. An UEB Australian training manual is available for free download. http://brailleaustralia.org/unified-english-braille/link/typing-braille. A braille typewriter made writing braille easier than using the traditional stylus and slate. The keys are laid out as follows from left to right, starting with new line for the little finger on the left, followed by keys corresponding to dot 3, dot 2 and dot 1. The space key in the middle is wide enough to be pressed by the thumbs of either hand. To the right of space, starting with the right index finger are the keys corresponding to dot 4, dot 5 and dot 6. Finally, the rightmost key is the backspace key for the right little finger. Using Braille Tutor. The Braille Tutor app is designed to support students learning Braille through lessons and guided practice typing Braille. It is recommended that students continue to practice reading Braille as part of their expanded core curriculum. The Braille Tutor app provides a non-screen keyboard for Braille entry as well as ability to interface with a Bluetooth QWERTY keyboard for Braille entry using the home row keys S, D, F, J, K, L, which corresponds to dots 3, 2, 1, 4, 5, 6 inches as well as space. As per regular print, a space is used to separate two words. In Braille Tutor, a space is also used to signify the completion of a word to help determine how grade 2 contractions can be applied. Shake the iPad or enter space D to clear and restart the current entry. To go to the lesson menu, swipe right. The settings control panel allows adjustment of sound, speech and visual interface to suit the learner. To dismiss the settings control panel, simply swipe right or tap outside the panel area to go back to the lesson. Braille entry using the on-screen keyboard conflicts with voiceover and Zoom gestures, therefore the use of QWERTY keyboard is recommended if you require voiceover, as voiceover keyboard commands are also supported. If a QWERTY keyboard is used, hit return to repeat the last spoken instruction. Stars are awarded at the end of each lesson, depending on the score achieved. The stars displayed alongside each lesson on the lesson menu denote the highest score achieved for the lesson. The bookmark alongside the lesson on the lesson menu denotes the last lesson that had been accessed. A good way to start learning Braille using Braille Tutor is to use the voiceover-enabled Braille cell at the center as a hint for the Braille entry. If the response is entered incorrectly three times, a spoken hint will be given and on-screen keys highlighted. In the example where capital I when entered incorrectly and speech is active, a spoken hint will ask the learner to enter dot 6 followed by dots 2, 4 and corresponding on-screen keys highlighted. Hints for Braille contractions are also built into the activities with increased pitch when the contraction is spelled and underlining when displayed. To increase the challenge, the contraction hints and the Braille cell view can be switched off in settings control panel.
So a fair bit of information, then I'll let you re-listen to it in the recording. All right, so let me jump back to the top of the screen. Of course, I'm still using QuickNav turned on, so control up arrow.
Lesson menu button.
And I'm going to access the lesson menu by doing VI spacebar, control option spacebar.
Braille lessons, bookmarked, introduction button.
Then I jump to the top of the screen
Braille
again.
Braille lessons, heading.
That's the heading, so VI right up, control option right arrow.
Bookmarked, introduction button.
So bookmark introduction, I've just done that one.
Letters and strong word signs. Heading.
Okay, letters and strong word signs is the heading. This whole lesson structure is divided into headings. So if I use my rudder on QuickNav to cycle around to headings.
Audio ducket, punctuate, sounds, hints, container, headings, language.
Oops, missed it, go back.
Headings.
And do down arrow.
Alphabetic word signs. Heading.
Alphabetic word signs.
Strong group signs and word signs.
Strong heading. Group signs and word signs.
Lower group signs and short forms.
Heading. Lower group signs and short forms.
Lower word signs and dot 5 contractions.
And so on and heading. So on. Okay, so I'm going to jump to the top of the screen again.
Braille lessons.
Now, as I said, some or most of these lessons are only usable if you do an in-app purchase for about $2.99 Australian. All right, so let me do VI right up control option right again.
Bookmarked. Letters and strong word signs. Heading. Lesson 1. Letters A to E. High score, 88%.
This is lesson one, letters A to E, and I got 88% accuracy. So I'm going to access this lesson primarily first to describe the layout of the screen to you and access the settings button. And then we'll go through lesson, right? So I'm going to do VI spacebar, control option spacebar.
Lesson menu button.
Please note that VoiceOver is not compatible with the on-screen Braille keyboard.
Type A.
Okay, so that's the lesson now running. Now, if I jump to the top of the screen, of course, still using quick nav, so control up arrow.
Lesson menu button.
There's the lesson menu. Of course, I could also use some VoiceOver gestures to do the same thing as well. All right, so let's do VI right arrow.
Lesson one, heading.
That's the heading, lesson one.
Lesson progress, 0 out of 15.
Okay, that's 0%. The progress. VI runner, control option runner again.
Settings button.
There's settings buttons that we'll get to in a minute.
Type A.
That's the instruction. Type A or A.
Dot one. Image.
And it tells us on the image Braille that it's cell. Dot one. And it tells us that the image is of a Braille cell.
3, 2, 1.
Now this 3, 2, 1.
Dot 4.
5.
5, 6.
That's the on-screen keyboard dot down 6. The bottom that I said wasn't accessible with VoiceOver. If you're not using VoiceOver, you're fine. And if I do VI right arrow again, control option right arrow.
Spacebar.
There's a spacebar, which is in the middle beneath those dots 3, 2, 1, 4, 5, and 6. And if I do VI right arrow again, control option right arrow.
Spacebar.
That's the end of the screen. That's just me doing VI right arrow, control option right arrow. Let me just do it via the touch screen. So if I touch the top left-hand side of my screen.
Lesson menu.
That's the lesson menu. If I drag my finger across.
Lesson 1. Heading.
That's the lesson heading. Keep going across.
Lesson progress. 0 out of 15.
That's the progress. Keep going across.
0% settings.
Button. And there's settings on the right-hand side. All right. Now, the really cool thing is if I come down the bottom of my screen in the middle, because I'm in landscape mode.
Spacebar.
There's the spacebar. Now, if I drag my finger straight up above the spacebar.
Dot one. Image.
There's the instruction to make up the letter, in this case, A. Again, which you can turn off in settings if you want to make it harder. And if I go straight to the left.
1, 2, 3.
They're the on-screen keys for dots 1, 2, and 3. And if I go back to the right.
1, dot 1.
Keep going across.
Image. 4, 5, 6. Dot six.
Okay. So each time, if I would have paused on each one of those beforehand, 3, 2, and then 4 and 5, it would have said dot six, dot five, dot four, dot one, dot two, etc. All right, so that's the screen layout. So if you get stuck in using VoiceOver with a QWERTY keyboard and you don't know the Braille code, remember that if you touch the screen above the spacebar, you'll find that cell image with the hint for the Braille character using the dots. All right, so let me touch on the top right-hand side of the screen.
Settings button.
Now, just below settings, by the way.
Type.
Of course, is the instruction for type, this case A in Braille, which is dot one. All right, so back up again.
Settings.
And double button. Tap on settings.
Speech. Switch button. On. Toggle speech. Double tap to toggle setting.
Now, this app is extremely good on hints that's giving you with the VoiceOver hints. So we can toggle speech on and off. It's going to do VI right arrow, control option right arrow.
Speech rate slider, 19%.
Button. Speech rate slider,
adjustable.
19%. So we can adjust
changes
the rate of the speech.
Rate of speech. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Now remember, this is the built-in self-voicing speech. This is not the speech or the speech rate of VoiceOver. Control option right arrow or VI right arrow again.
Spell. Switch button. On. Toggle spelling of the word. Double tap to toggle setting.
So when it comes to asking you to type a word, it will also spell the word. And again, you can toggle that off if you don't want to use that option. For beginners, I find it quite handy. So VI right arrow, control option right arrow.
Selected. American. Button. 1 of 3.
Now we have 3 options for American speech.
British. Button.
British.
2. Australian.
Or button. Australian.
3 of 3.
Australian is actually Karen, British is actually Daniel, American Samantha. So VI right arrow, control option right arrow.
Key colours, switch button, on. Toggle between magenta and blue colour scheme. Double tap to toggle setting.
So you can toggle the screen colour on the screen.
Key effects, switch button, on. Toggle between key click and musical note. Double tap to toggle setting.
So you can toggle whether there's a musical piano type sound played or a click played when you type on the keyboard. It also works on the Bluetooth keyboard as well.
Braille cell view. Switch button. On. Toggles Braille cell image. Double tap to toggle setting.
That's where I said earlier on where you can turn that Braille image off. And keep going to the right.
Contraction hints. Switch button. On. Toggles contraction hints. Double tap to toggle setting.
So you can turn the hints off for contractions.
Contraction hints.
And that is on the end of the screen.
Toggles contraction hints.
All right, double so you're currently to listening setting. To Karen speak with voiceover. Let me just go back.
Keith, Keith, Australia, British, button, selected,
and
American, button.
Now, when I went into this app, I've just realized it was actually using the Samantha voice. So let me just do a two-finger scrub on the screen because I find it faster.
Lesson one.
Type.
Lesson a. Menu.
So that's Samantha. Let me just hit enter to repeat it. Let me just turn quick nav off.
Quick nav off.
Because hitting the enter key won't work when quick nav is on. So enter again.
Type A.
Okay, so that's actually Samantha talking. Let me just go and touch on the top right hand side.
Settings.
And double button. Tap on settings.
Settings. Speech. Switch button. On.
And let me go over to.
Select British.
British.
Button. Two of three.
And I'm going to do VS spacebar, control option spacebar on British.
Selected. British. Two and of three.
Two finger scrub.
Lesson one.
Type
lesson menu.
A.
Okay, so we're getting Karen voice spoken out with voiceover and hit enter again.
Type A.
Okay, that's the Daniel voice. And of course, if I selected Australian, we'd have both Karen speaking for the built-in speech with the Braille tutor. And, of course, voiceover speaking with Karen. I actually find the British voice, Daniel, very distinct to listen to. So I'm actually going to leave it on that one for the moment. So let's go and refresh ourselves on what we need to do. So I'm just going to touch the top of my screen.
Lesson menu. Button.
And I'm going to flick to the right this time using the actual iPad Pro screen.
Lesson one. Heading.
Of course, I'm using voiceover gestures, flicking to the right with one finger.
Lesson progress. 0 out of 15.
So lesson 0%. Progress, 0 out of 15. Flip to the right.
Settings. Button.
Settings.
Type.
Type A.
Dot one.
Image. And there's the hint. Dot one.
Braille all right. Cell.
I'm actually going to leave it on that image because I just want to show you something what happened. So I'm going to type in the letter A on the Bluetooth keyboard. Now remember, SDF, JKL. So S is dot three, D is dot two, F is dot one. J is dot four, K is dot five, and L is dot six. So A is F on the QWERTY keyboard.
A.
Blank cell. Image.
And here it says blank cell because I left it on the image. Now that's gone. And if I press spacebar.
Dot one, two,
B.
And because I left it on that image with voiceover, I'm actually hearing the hint straight away on what dots make up the letter B, in this case, which is dots 1 and 2. And I'm going to start referring to dots 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 on the QWERTY keyboard. I'm not going to start saying S, D, F, J, K, L because it just gets too confusing. So I'm going to do dots 1 and 2 together.
B. Press space to complete the word.
Blank cell.
And blank image. Cell is now blank because it's now gone off the screen. And press the space bar.
Correct.
Dots
type.
1,
4.
C.
Now it wants me to type C, which is dots 1 and 4. And again, as I've been doing before when we were trying out the different voices, if I hit enter, it's just going to repeat it to us.
Correct. Type C.
Now it's not actually not correct yet because I haven't typed anything, but it just repeated what we needed to actually type in. So I'm actually going to type in the wrong letter. I'm actually going to type in a D, which is dots 1, 4, and 5.
D. Press space blank to complete the
cell.
Word.
And it's image. Blank the cell. If I press spacebar.
Do. Try again.
Dots
type
1,
C.
4.
And it's telling me a hint again, dots 1 and 4 on the Braille cell image. Now, the reason why it said do is because in UEB contracted, D by itself is do, D-O. All right, so I'm just going to make a mistake. It's in the introduction that if you make a mistake three times, it'll read it out to you and give you more of a hint. So I'm going to do E this time, which is dots 1 and 5.
E.
And space.
Blank cell.
Every.
That's it, every, because that's E in contracted Braille.
Dots 1, C. 4.
Okay, and I'm going to do B again.
B. Press space to complete the word.
And space.
But. Try that's again. But. Type C. Hint. Dots. 1. 4.
And this time it's giving me the hints, which is dots 1 and 4. Because remember, in settings, you could actually turn that braille image off. So if you can't remember, you actually get a hint. Now, if you don't want that braille cell speaking all the time, you can just take the voiceover focus off it. So I'm going to do VR left arrow control from left arrow.
Try again. Type C. Settings. Button. And lesson progress. 2 out of 15.
I've just 13%. Put it back on the percentage. And same thing again, because on the focus, it'll read that the percentage if I want to do that as well as I keep going. Or if I'm just going to leave it up at the top
button.
On the lesson button to go to the lessons. I can just leave it parked there, so we're not going to get it reading out the screen. We'll just get the self-voicing speaking to us. Okay, so just remind ourselves, pressing enter.
Try again. Type C. Hint. Dots. 1. 4.
And of course, we got the hint because we haven't actually done it correctly yet. So C is dots 1 and 4.
C. Press space to complete the word. Correct. Type D.
And I just press the space then. So D is dots 1, 4, and 5. And remember, again, I can find the space bar on the screen.
Space bar.
And go up.
Dots 1, 4, 5. Image.
If I've got the braille image turned on to remind myself what the dots are. So D is dots 1, 4, and 5.
D.
And space bar.
To complete the word.
Image.
Correct. Type
dots D. Dots 1, 5.
And you can tell because I actually left the focus there, it's going to repeat it. So I'm going to flick off it.
Correct. Type E. Settings.
And button. This time we'll leave it on settings buttons, just out of the focus away. I've just moved the focus away from the image. So E is dots 1 and 5.
E.
And space.
E. Correct. Type ACE. Spelled A, C, E.
So now we've got a word made up of the letters between A and E. So ACE, A-C-E. So I'm going to type that in now. So A, C, and E.
Ace.
And space.
Space to complete the word. Ace. Correct. Type. Add. Spelled A, D, D.
Okay, and add is A double D. So A, D.
Add.
And space.
Space to complete the word. Correct. Type. Bad. Spelled B, A, D.
Okay, bad, B, A, D.
B, A, bad.
Space.
Bad. Correct. Type B. Spelled B, B, B.
And this is why, to some extent, having spelling turned on is quite handy, particularly using VoiceOver, because that just said B, and that could actually be B-E or B-double-E. In this case, it's B-double-E. So if I just hit enter again.
Correct.
To remind myself.
Type B. Spelled B, B, B.
Okay, so B.
B.
And then E.
E. B.
And space.
Press space to complete the word. B. Correct. Type. Cab. Spelled C. A. B.
Now, those three incorrect times will also work with the hint if you get one of the letters wrong in a word. So that was cab. So let me do C.
C.
A.
A.
Now I'm going to do D as in CAD. Okay, D for dog.
D. Press space to complete the word.
Space.
CAD. Try again. Type. CAD. Spelled C. A, B.
And we'll do a CAD again. C,
C
A, D,
D,
space.
CAD. Try again.
Boom.
Type. CAD.
And one more time for the hint.
B.
Okay. C,
C
A,
a
D, D, space.
CAD. Try again.
Now we should get the hint.
Type. CAD. Spelled C, A, B. Hint. Dots. 1, 4.
Okay, so hints is for each of the letters in the misspelled word. So if I type in C.
C. Hint. Dot. 1.
Okay, hint for dot 1, which is A.
A. Hint. Dots. 1. 2.
And hint for B, which is dots 1 and 2.
Cab. Press space to complete the word.
And space.
Correct. Type. CAD. Spelled C. A. D.
And there's CAD, which is actually the next one. All right, so I'm going to do CAD, C,
C
A, D,
CAD,
space.
CAD. Correct. Type. DAB. Spelled D, A, B.
Now, here's another thing I wish it would probably do, and that's when you've got a very sort of close-sounding word again, like cab and CAD, or dad and dab, that for some people that might be... Whoops, I just pressed the wrong button. Let me just do two
C.
characters to get
press
it wrong.
All right. Try again. Type. Dab. Spelled D A B.
Okay, so because dab and dad are very similar, I just wish sometimes we had a phonetic spelling mode where it would say Delta Alpha Bravo, so you would actually know that it's a B at the end of the word, not a D. All right, so I'm going to type in D A B.
D A dab.
In space.
Dab. Correct. Type dad. Spelled.
Okay, and here's dad this time. And I guess with the contracted hints anyway, you'd soon find out that it's the B for dab or a D for dad. All right, I've just forgotten what that word was, so I'm going to press enter.
Correct. Type dad.
Oh, that's right, dad. So D, A, D, space.
Dad. Correct. Type decade.
Ooh. It's a big word. All right, let me touch towards the top of the screen and find out what percentage we're up to.
Lesson 1, heading.
Now it's going to flick to the right.
Lesson progress, 13 out of 15, 87%.
Okay, so 13 out of 15, 87%. So I'm going to flick off that, otherwise it's going to talk when we use the keyboard.
Settings.
I'll leave it on the settings button. All right, so it was decade, D-E-C-A-D-E. So D-E-C-A-D-E.
Decade.
Space.
Decade. Correct. Type ebb. Spelled E, B, B.
Okay, ebb as in the tide's ebbing. So E,
B,
B, B.
B, ebb.
And space.
Ebb. Correct. Type capital A.
Okay, now I'm going to type a capital A. Now remember in the introduction it said a capital A was dot 6. So if I do dot 6 and then A.
A.
And then space.
A. Try again. Type. Capital A.
Oops. Whoops me. I just pressed the semicolon on my keyboard, not L or dot 6 on the QWERTY keyboard across the capital letter now. And you get that higher tone this time. That's better. And A.
Capital A.
There we go.
Press space to complete.
And space to complete.
You are almost there. Your score is 16 out of 24. Thank you. Lesson 1 completed. Please select another lesson from lesson menu.
Braille lessons. Bookmarked. Lesson 1. Letters A to E. High score. 88%. Button.
So we're back to the main screen. So if I do VR left arrow control option left arrow.
Letters and strong words. Introduction. Braille lessons. Braille lessons. Heading.
Okay, that's the top of the screen for the lesson menu. So if I do VR left arrow control right arrow.
Introduction. Letters and strong word signs. Heading. Bookmarked. Lesson 1. Letters A to E. High score. 88%. Button.
Okay, so it says bookmark because I've already done it and gives me the percentage of how I did.
Lesson right 2. Arrow, right arrow. Letters F to J. Button.
Lesson 2. Letters F to J.
Lesson 3. Exercises for letters A to J.
Lesson 3. Exercises for letters A to J, etc. And I'll let you have a play with the app. I won't go any further into the app. But look, it's a really good way of learning Braille. And the fact that you're using a QWERTY keyboard, if you're a voiceover user, you really forget that the SDF, JKL, and the spacebar keys are not on a Braille typewriter such as the Perkins. All right, so let me just press the home button to come out of the app.
Music.
Okay, so I'm out of the app, back at my home screen, and that completes this demonstration of the Braille Tutor free version. If you want to purchase the full version, you'll notice when you're navigating through the lessons and when you get to the lessons that you have to pay for, you'll basically get a purchase in app button that allows you to purchase the lessons for the Braille Tutor app itself. And as I said at the beginning, or roughly at the beginning, it's about $2.99 Australian, so it's not that expensive. But anyway, I hope this demo has been of some use to you and that you will get some use out of the Braille Tutor app. As I said, it's a fantastic app, even for $2.99 for the full version. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.